Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you have the most magical trip to the happiest place on earth. I'm your host, Samantha DeCastro-Corcoran, and on this podcast, we talk planning tips, hotel and food reviews, and about our love for the Disneyland Resort. Let's jump in. I am not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or Disneyland in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and support you on your planning journey, and are as accurate as possible on date of publication. But things do change, so always double check, and we are not responsible for any discrepancies. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Plan the Magic. I'm your host, Samantha, and today we are going to be talking about the character experiences that you can have at the Disneyland Resort, and how to find characters, where to find characters, when to find characters, especially if there are specific characters that are very important to you or your kids. This is going to be the episode for you. So before we jump into today's topic of characters, I just wanted to give a little update on what's going on with me. I'm recording this at the beginning of November, and we actually have a trip planned to Tampa. My husband's best friend moved to Tampa recently, so we are going down to visit. And in my nature, I couldn't be that close to a Disney park and not consider going. Same thing happened when I was in France for 3 weeks. How can you not go to Disneyland Paris if you're in Paris? But I had kind of resigned to the fact that we probably wouldn't be going because we're staying with them. They live, Tampa's about an hour away from the parks in Orlando, and I wasn't going to be able to a full-blown Walt Disney World trip, so I was kind of like, you know what, I'd rather not go and then plan a full-blown trip the way I like to plan them, with all the research and everything and all the time, and then do it on a different trip. And then I realized that we'd be there the first week of December, and I've never seen in person a Disney park decorated for Christmas, and Christmas is my favorite holiday. So I kind of mentioned that to my husband, and he's like, so we were going to do maybe a day in Universal instead. He's like, do you want to do our like park day at Walt Disney World? I was like, you know what? I think I do. So we haven't bought our tickets yet. Our friends are APs, so they don't have to worry about so much. Though the reservation system is very different down there. It still exists, but there's good to go days for, I don't know. But they have annual passes, so they don't have to worry about it as much. But I think we are going to spend a day at Magic Kingdom. And I'm going to try, like 99.9% sure I'm going to be purchasing Lightning Lane and booking ahead of time to hopefully get Tron and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, which are like the two big rides that we don't have on the West Coast, and then hopefully get I don't think we're gonna try too hard for Tiana's Bayou Adventure, just because we do have that on our coast as well, and my husband's not super keen on getting wet and having like wet shoes and stuff walking around, though it's gonna be like 30 degrees Celsius when they're there, so I feel like we'd dry up relatively quickly, but it's also very humid. I digress. So I don't know if we're gonna try for that one, but like Big Thunder is my husband's favorite ride, so we'll probably try for that, and then just try to get like, because Haunted Mansion's a little different, and get onto their Space Mountain and focus more on the rides that either we don't have or are different, like Ariel's Undersea Adventure. The ride's the same, but their queue is different, those kind of things, and kind of hit the differences as much as possible. Obviously, we need to go on to the People Mover because our track is there but hasn't been used in a very, 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 very long time. So I'm excited. I'm a little nervous. Walt Disney World overwhelms me a little bit just with the sheer size, but I think this might actually be a good way to like dip my toe in with, you know, going with somebody else and also just like not necessarily going in with a hardcore plan, like having the Lightning Lanes and like trying to get those like 3 to 4 like rides that we for sure want to go on, and then just kind of let the rest of the day kind of ride and get a sense of how it is to be in that resort, function in that resort, because it is, from what I hear, quite different than Disneyland, and I'm so used to Disneyland and how it works and how intimate it is and how comparatively easy it is to function, that this is going to be a nice little tease for me and my husband to see how we like Disney World, and then maybe we'll just be dying to go back and book a trip sooner rather than later, but we'll see. I'm hoping, we were supposed to go to Maui for our honeymoon, but we didn't because of the fires, so I'm hoping that that's what maybe our next big trip is, to Maui, to actually have, we did have a honeymoon, we went to Disneyland and Laguna Beach, but to actually have a Hawaiian honeymoon is probably going to be the next big trip. But yeah, so that's kind of where my trips are sitting. No Disneyland ones planned at this moment. Magic Keys did go on sale today, and it took everything I had in me not to go look and get in line for one, but not this time for me. But I'm hoping, I've got some job changes coming up that we'll be able to maybe do at least one early next year, if not into the fall. So once that's booked and I'm doing all that, I'll let you guys know and keep you in the loop. It is the 70th next year, so I do want to get down there at least once for that. All right, let's talk about characters. So Disneyland is very good for having wandering characters versus Walt Disney World, from what I've been told. So Disneyland will have characters just literally wandering around, instead of like set places or set queues that you need to get in to meet them. There are those as well, and we're going to go over some of those. But you will just see characters walking around a lot, and they will interact with you a lot of the times. So one of the first places that you may encounter a character is when you first walk into the park. There's the floral Mickey in front of the Disneyland Railroad Station. And there's like two big trees flanking the floral Mickey. And a lot of times you will find a character at either one or both of those trees. Not first thing in the morning. This is typically a later in the day thing. And then once you walk under the arches and head into Town Square, this is where you will find, you know, Chip and Dale, Daisy, Donald, Goofy, Mickey, Minnie, and Pluto at different places around Town Square. So, like, there's a lot of the, like, little awnings that you'll see, like, next to Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln and along, like, where the parade exits out. And that's typically where you will find them. The line, there are usually decent lines there because people are noticing them and stopping. But, yeah. You will most certainly see someone most of the time in Town Square. Another place you will potentially find characters on the main street is if you head around Refreshment Corner just outside Jolly Holiday. They have a piano player there. Sometimes you will find Mary Poppins and Bert in that general area. And again, there's no times for that. It just kind of happens when it happens. Plaza Inn does have a character dining option. Their breakfasts are reservation only, buffet style with characters. Minnie Mouse is a guarantee, and then she has her friends there with her. Tomorrowland doesn't really have a ton of characters. You don't see them wandering around a lot. There is a Darth Vader character meetup near the Star Wars launch bay, even though this launch bay is technically not open anymore. So I can't remember the last time I saw him there, but it is technically on the map still. So you can go over and check that out if you want to meet him. You will not see Darth Vader in Galaxy's Edge because Galaxy's Edge is technically set within a specific point in time in the timeline of the Star Wars universe. So he can't exist. I'm assuming eventually they'll go away from that. But as it stands right now, there's only certain characters that you'll see in Galaxy's Edge from Star Wars because it's set within a specific time point in the timeline. The next place that you will see characters, and these are typically more wandering characters, is in front of the Small World, along the mall there. Like Merida will hang out there sometimes. Aladdin and the Genie you'll see sometimes. A lot of characters will walk kind of that little path between the Matterhorn and Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, Wendy, Captain Hook. You'll see the Evil Queen, Maleficent. They kind of wander there. Alice and the Mad Hatter are typically seen around their rides. The like really congested section of Fantasyland, like between the dark rides, as soon as you walk through the castle in front of the carousel, typically you won't see anybody there just because it's so congested. It's usually more over to that right side around Alice, around Mad Hatter, and around the Matterhorn. You'll see wandering characters there. If you head into Mickey's Toontown, you will be able to meet Mickey and Minnie in their respective houses. So you go through the house, and then for Mickey's, you go through the whole house, and then you get to like a queue that eventually leads to Mickey Mouse. You don't need to do the Mickey Mouse meet and greet if you don't want. There is like an exit out to Toontown if you just want to go through the house. And then Minnie, they have two different things. Sometimes she'll meet in her garden, sometimes she'll meet in her house. So you'll just have to see what the meetings are there for that. And then kind of around that main fountain there in front of Mickey's Runaway Railway, you'll see Clarabelle Cow, Daisy, Goofy, Pluto, Pete's wandering around sometimes. So basically the, you know, characters who live in Toontown, you will see in Toontown every once in a while. Now, over in Galaxy's Edge, like I said, we'll only see certain characters because of the timeline in which Galaxy's Edge is set. So on the First Order side of Galaxy's Edge, you will come across Stormtroopers and Kylo Ren. And then when you kind of swing around back to where the Millennium Falcon is, you'll see Chewbacca, you'll see R2-D2, you'll see Rey, V-Marotti. You will also run into Ahsoka, Boba Fett, Mando with Grogu. Those are the kind of characters you can expect to see in Galaxy's Edge. And they are typically walking around. Rey and Chewbacca will do like a little thing behind a barrier in front of the Millennium Falcon. But you will see them sometimes walking around too. So you'll catch them for that. Over in Bayou Country, aka what used to be Critter Country, this is where you'll find the set Winnie the Pooh characters. So you'll find Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Eeyore will be, sometimes Rabbit will be there for meetups. There's like a little section towards the back of Bayou Country. And then along the Rivers of America, you on the New Orleans side, you'll typically see Tiana wandering around. Obviously, she has taken on quite a bit of this section of the park as her own. So you will see her more on that side. You can even sometimes find her on the Mark Twain. And then if you swing around the other side of more towards Frontierland and along the trail behind Big Thunder Mountain, sometimes you'll see Woody and Jessie. Sometimes you'll see Pocahontas wandering around there as well. During the holidays, like the Halloween holidays, you can meet Jack Skellington and Aunt Sally in New Orleans Square. And then around Pirates of the Caribbean, sometimes over top on like the second story railings or actually wandering around, you can meet Captain Jack Sparrow and Captain Red. You won't typically see anybody in Adventureland just because it's such a small land and it's pretty congested. So some you might catch someone wandering around through there, but not often. And then there's also, you will see sometimes Mirabelle and her sisters. There is a little like meet and greet area around Big Thunder Mountain that you can catch her at as well. And then there is the Royal Hall, which is a kind of like a line similar to Mickey's house or Minnie's house where you wait in a queue and then you typically meet three different princesses. Usually they'll have like one listed and then you don't know who the other two are. But that's a guaranteed way to meet princesses if that's really important to you or your children. Also, if you go to either the Rapunzel or the Beauty and the Beast show at Royal Feeder and you stay after, typically Rapunzel and Belle will stick around and take some pictures with people. And then one of the other places in just along around the blanking. Oh my God, the hub, Jeebus. If you go to the right of the castle when you're facing it, that's where you'll find Snow White's grotto and her wishing well. You can find characters there as well. So sometimes it's the Evil Queen from Snow White. I've seen Belle there a few times. Snow White, of course. So that is another option to check out that you could potentially be meeting somebody. The characters portion of the app doesn't give you a lot of accurate information. It'll give you an idea of where you could find somebody, but there's no guarantee that they're going to be there. In regards to character dining in Disneyland Resort proper, it's pretty much just the Plaza Inn. I don't believe, I mean, you'll see Tiana at Tiana's Palace, but that's a quick service, so that doesn't really count. Yeah, that's the only character dining experience within the park. Okay, so if we head over to DCA, when you first walk in along Buena Vista Street, you will find Daisy, Donald, Mickey, Minnie, Clarabelle, Goofy, and they'll be in like their 1920s splendor, because that's kind of the time of what Buena Vista Street is meant to be in. So they'll be all around like the Carthay Circle Fountain. Sometimes you'll see them coming on and off the red car trolley, which of course is going down eventually, so we'll probably lose that. Oswald is also a character you will see sometimes, though he's a little more rare. And then if you head down towards the Hyperion Theater and around the corner, they'll have like random people meeting there sometimes. It's a weird place in the park, so it can have people there and characters there, but it's an odd spot. But if you go into the Animation Academy, that is where Anna and Elsa's royal welcome is. So if you want to meet Anna and Elsa, that's a guaranteed meet spot for them. And then once you swing around the corner and you head into Avengers Campus, this is where you will find many different Avengers. They'll either be set up in a place, like typically Iron Man's set up in the same place, and sometimes you'll also see people wandering. So Ant-Man, Black Panther, Black Widow, Captain America, Loki, the Wasp, like pretty much anybody, Thor, Doctor Strange, Captain Marvel, are all kind of flitting around Avengers Campus. So you can check them out there. And then Spider-Man is above Web Slingers. They were talking about changing that, so be on the lookout for the Spider-Man change, but there should be some level of a Spider-Man meet and greet along Web Slingers there. In Cars Land, in front of the Cozy Cone Motel, that is where you will be able to meet Lightning Lane and Mater. They switch off. You'll also be able to meet Red, which is the fire truck. He'll be typically parked around along Route 66. In San Francisco Square, they do have a set for Baymax to meet. This is another kind of line and meet him situation. The Incredibles will meet in front of the Incredicoaster, and then we also have Jesse, Woody, and the other Toy Story people that will meet in front of Toy Story Midway Mania. Anger, Ember, Sadness, Joy, they'll all meet in front of the kind of along the promenade there. There's like a little cutout section across from the Pixar Pal Round that's like a perfect picture place, and that's typically where you'll find them there. Right now it's Halloween. Halloween just finished. So there was like a whole Coco setup for the Dia de Muerta in the back section of the park there, but that does go away for Christmas. You will be able to meet characters like Judy and Nick from Zootopia, typically kind of between the Little Mermaid and the little like path there as you're heading toward Grizzly River Run. And Redwood Creek Challenge along there, you'll see Chip and Dale. Redwood Creek Trail Challenge is also going to be where you'll find Santa for Christmas. Pluto can be typically found next to Soarin', and those are like the set ones that you'll typically find for California Adventure. Again, there will be wandering sometimes between the lands, but not so much as in Disneyland. There is no character dining in DCA anymore. There used to be a princess, what Lamplight Lounge used to be like a princess restaurant before it got all changed. If you're looking for more character dining, you're going to look at Goofy's Kitchen in the Disneyland Hotel or the Storybook Cafe has different like themed ones and, sorry, Storyteller's Cafe, Storybook Cafe. They'll typically do like themed brunches, like they're doing a Christmas themed brunch that's starting in the next couple weeks. So character dining does require reservations. So if you're looking for any character dining, make sure you're on your app 60 days out. If your child is super, super attached to meeting somebody, I would look at mitigating that before you go and like letting them know that, you know, characters might not always be there when you want to meet them, and you might not always, even if you see them, they might not be able to stop. There has been instances where like kids or parents will do some weird stuff to like get to a character, and it's just like super frowned upon by the cast members, obviously. So just remember that like it's not just a character, that's like an actual cast member working, whether it's, you know, a Mickey Mouse or a princess. So be kind, be polite, you know, wait your turn, explain to your children that they might not meet who they want to meet when they want to meet them, and that sometimes they're busy and off to go on to an adventure or something like that, and you need to like let them go wherever they're headed. One last one I will mention. It is closed right now, so if you're going in the next few weeks, you'll miss it. But Pixie Hollow is where you can meet Tinkerbell and her other pixie friends. So that is like another queue situation, but it is closed and there's no reopening in the next couple weeks. So if you are looking to make Tinkerbell, that's typically where you'll do it. So if you are going when it's open, look for Pixie Hollow. It's between the castle and the entrance to Tomorrowland. All right, so that is the different character experiences at Disneyland. Like I said, it is a lot more of a wandering. You'll just kind of catch people. But if you or your kids are really, really attached to meeting up with certain people, there are situations where you can queue up and meet them. Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, princesses, Tinkerbell, Winnie the Pooh, Lightning McQueen. Those situations tend to be easier to peg. And if you're unsure, or if you're in an area where a character does typically meet but they're not there, find the closest cast member and ask them if they know when the schedule is, because they're only typically out 15 to 20 minutes and they rotate. So you need to, if you're looking for somebody specific and you can't find them, you can ask a cast member if they know where and when the next time so-and-so is going to come out and if they're going to come out, just so you can plan your day a little bit better if you're super specific. I think it is better if you can head in with not a lot of expectation when it comes to characters and make it just a happy, you know, when you find them, you find them. Most characters will have cast members with them, guiding them through the park, helping people get to them, that kind of stuff. If they are walking, cast members will typically like keep the herd back. But if they are stationed somewhere, they will help you take pictures with like your phone. And so you can get like a family picture with a character. You can bring like the autograph books. They will all sign autographs. Some people will even bring different stuff to sign, like t-shirts or like the matting of a picture frame. And so they can frame pictures after. So there's a lot of different ways you can collect character autographs if that's something you're into. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Just have fun. Character hunting is always a good time. And yeah, hopefully that helps you with your character experiences at the Disneyland Resort. Hope you have a magical rest of your day, and I'll see you in the next one. That's it for today's episode of Plan the Magic. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And as always, keep dreaming. And until next time, I'll see you real soon.